Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody just clap your hands like this. Come on, clap your hands like this. Come on, just clap your hands like this. Come on, clap your hands like this. Come on, come on.
Today it is January the 20th, and of course we got another hot show. I don't even know how to even start the show because I am so excited. We have Miss Jennifer Goodman on the line with us. She's with Kingdom Heritage, and of course we're going to bring her on shortly. But I just wanted to let you guys know this is about to be a great, 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 great show. So I thank you for tuning in live with us. Of course, we always do our birthdays, and we didn't have that many birthdays this week, but we had a very special birthday this week. As a matter of fact, First Lady Michelle Obama actually celebrated a birthday this week. So we have to say happy birthday to her and definitely salute her for what she's doing. So happy birthday, First Lady. We hope that you definitely enjoyed your day. Now, Lady Di is not on the line with me today. I don't think she's feeling too good, but she's not in the studio rocking out with me. But that's okay. We'll always hold it down whether she's here or not. Let me actually do this. We have a couple of announcements that's actually that I want to actually bring to your attention. We have a couple of things that is going on out here in the ATL. And you know how we do it when we have big events. Everybody is invited. And I wish Ms. Jennifer was out here, but she lives in Illinois. So, sorry, Ms. Jennifer, you're going to actually miss some of these events that's going on. But on February the 11th, 2012, Nails by Jaya, she's really sweet. Her name is Jessica. She's really, really, really sweet, you guys. She does nails, and she's actually doing something with Shireen's Vintage Closet. And Shireen actually does vintage clothes. She sells it. She has it altered. Everything is in her shop. So February 11th, they're doing a Valentine's Day special. Please come out. You can get your nails done, $8. Girls, I know y'all going to love it. I will be there. I haven't RSVP'd, but I plan on being in the house, Jessica, so don't worry. I will come out there and rock it out with you. It is $8. And the first 10 ladies actually get a free gift. So they actually submitted that for me. As of January the 28th, the 7 Atlanta group over at New Birth Cathedral in Lithonia, Georgia, is actually going to be having their first experience of the year, and it's called Man in the Mirror. You can actually go to 7atlanta.com and get more information on that. It looks like it's rocking off at 6:30 p.m., and that is going to be at 6400 Woodrow Road, Lithonia, Georgia. So go on and check out 7 Atlanta. They're going to do their first experience of the year. I've been to their experiences, and they have some great, great times out there. So you guys don't want to miss that. That's Man in the Mirror, and that is going to be January the 28th. And then coming up on March 24th, so we're going to give you guys enough time to go and get your tickets, there is going to be a fashion show, and it's going to be Spring and Summer Heat Fashion Explosion 2012. That is going to be taking place at the Holiday Inn Capital Conference Center out here in Atlanta, Georgia, 30312, at 5:30 to 7:30. They're going to have cocktail reception from 7:30 into 10:30. They're going to have the fashion show, of course, and then from 10:30 into 12:30, they're going to do the post-show meet and greet. So you guys don't want to miss that. That's going to be hot. It's definitely going to be outside. They're going to do swimsuits, and they're supposed to be having some guest appearances showing up, so y'all don't want to miss that. Tickets for general admission is $20, and if you want to do VIP tickets, they're $35. There is VIP seating, which will guarantee you a first row seating, and then additional complimentary ticket and a gift bag. So you guys can go on and check that out. If you guys need more information on that, please go to you can actually check it out on Soul Talking Radio on Facebook, which is facebook.com/Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. I will get back with you. I don't know the website for that yet. I'm just waiting on some information, but it's still pretty new. So you guys, we got three things going on out here in the ATL. You definitely don't want to miss it. So when we come back, I'm going to actually introduce our beautiful guest, and I'm actually bring her on with me. So you guys go on and hang out, chill out. It is Feel Good Friday, of course, and so we hope you're feeling good. We'll be right back.
So incredible, so incredible to me.
Strength. Imagining life, how did I get here? How do I stay when it ends? What will you say? Engulfed in the fire, submerged by the flood, I'm nestled in your love. That's so incredible.
Desire to be better. Then you tap me on the shoulder and reminded me of the favor. I'm wonderfully made, oh, and constantly amazed and rejoicing every day at your marvelous work. Oh,
oh,
send the miracles in what I want. You're giving it all to me.
Incredible. Hey, maybe one day we can get them on the show. I absolutely love that song. But it's now time to jump into our guest, Ms. Jennifer Goodman. I am totally excited that she actually said yes to come in and do the show. Just to give you a little background about her, she's actually born in Chicago, Illinois. And it says that she is highly influenced by her mother's family, who was political powerhouses in Haiti and in the United States. She says her family's history has enriched her life tremendously by exposing her to different cultures, several languages, and diverse genres of music. She says she's enjoyed public speaking and writing since the age of 13, and she holds a bachelor's degree in business administration and business information systems. She says she founded Kingdom Heritage in 2009 as a Christian daycare center that has now evolved into providing business consulting services to such companies as Yorfedi, Rhema Word Ministries, Verses by Verses Event Planning, and the Lifetime Exclusives, just to name a few. She's been inducted into the Institute of Entrepreneurship at the University of Chicago, and she manages a successful blog and YouTube channel addressing the modern-day issues of the Christian woman, reaching thousands of people nationally and internationally. She says she attends Crusaders Church in Chicago, and I believe she's under the leadership of Apostle John Eckert. She says Crusaders is the headquarters, church, and international apostolic base for the Impact Network. Crusaders is also a powerful inner city church that not only impacts Chicago, but leads with a vision and divine mandate to bring apostolic reformation to the nation. You guys, I read her bio, and I probably butchered it, but I have her actually explain exactly what she does. But once again, we have Jennifer Goodman on the line with us. She's chilling in the studio with us today. So I'm going to bring her on and see what we can find out. Ms. Jennifer, are you there?
Yes, yes, I am.
Okay, I apologize. Go on and, yeah, I know, talk about me real bad. I think I butchered some of your bio, but it's good to have you on the show. It's really good to have you on the show. And I was just looking over your bio. I was like, you have been involved in a lot of stuff. And I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but how old are you, if you don't mind telling everybody?
No problem. I'm 30 years old. I just turned 30 last year in August. So the big 3-0 made a transition over. Now I can't say I'm 20 or in my 20s anymore. So I'm 30 years old.
Okay, so I don't feel that bad. I'm right behind you. I'll be 30 in December. So, yeah, I'm not that far behind us. But let me go on and ask this, because I really want people to really know what Kingdom Heritage really is. But tell us, what inspired you or made you create Kingdom Heritage?
Well, you know, what inspired me to create Kingdom Heritage was really a desire for children. My brother had a child, and then my aunt had a child, and in the process of getting them into daycare systems in Chicago, we were very saddened and disappointed by the state of the education system in Chicago. So I just really had a strong desire for children. I have a really strong desire for our children knowing God, being trained up in the Word, and that's really how the idea was birthed of Kingdom Heritage.
Gotcha. And it sounds like from the sound of it, it sounds like it's just you're wanting to just make an impact where you were at the given time. And it's just kind of interesting because, you know, now you don't see, well, you see it, but it's not as put out there. Where people's like, I want to make an impact, I want to make an impact, I want to make an impact, but it's more of an action thing. And, you know, people say they want to make an impact, but it looks like and it sounds like you're actually doing it, which is actually a good thing. So it sounds like where you are, they really needed it.
And I always say that, you know, faith without works is dead. And if you don't have any works behind your faith, if you don't have any works behind the things that you're hoping and praying for God to manifest in your life, you can't really be an expectation for anything to happen in your life. So we always have to seek God and find out what it is that God will want us to do first, seek Him and His will for our lives, and then have faith if God releases a word. In my instance, God actually told me to quit my job, kind of shine the light on my situation that I was in presently before I actually started my business, and just gave me a lot of encouragement through others and through my prayer life with Him to go out and do it. But if I never took the steps, if I never quit my job, which God told me to quit my job, if I never, you know, found different avenues where I can learn and had to work two jobs and go to school at the same time in order to get an additional a degree to be suitable to have this business and run it in excellency, it wouldn't have never came to pass. So we have to, and I always encourage people to have a dream and seek God for that dream. Have faith. Don't just step out without a word. Make sure that that word is confirmed in your life. And then you have to start working. God said He'll bless the working of our hands. So there is some work on our part that has to happen.
Wow. So you actually quit your job to actually pursue this, correct?
I did. What happened was, and I often tell this story because I really want to encourage those that are listening and just those that are around me, those that are in my classes and those my clients of Kingdom Heritage, is to trust God and to listen for God, because God speaks to us in many different ways. And what happened was God kind of shined light on my situation where I was. I was working in corporate America, and I kind of saw that there was a trend in African-American women my age coming into corporations, kind of holding the same position for years, and you get trapped with bills and student loans, and then you can't really pursue the vision for yourself or your life or your family. So God kind of showed me where I was. And then within the position, I often say this a lot, I went from taking minutes in a meeting to actually sitting at the table with department heads and presidents. And that was God actually showing me in my position, in the place that where I was, while he was humbling me, who I was and who I could be. So that's a very important lesson for a lot of people that are listening to me, that even though you're in your situation now, you may be in a retail store, you may work in a restaurant, you may be in a Fortune 500 company, but you still have a desire. God is leading you and calling you to maybe start a business or to start a school or to volunteer or set up a new ministry. Trust him. Don't look at your circumstances. Don't look at the situation that you're in, but trust God that if God is calling you out, if God is calling you to do something powerful for him in the kingdom, to trust him and to move out when he gives you that word. And that's basically what I did. I was driving on Lakeshore Drive. A few of my friends and I, we were all really seeking God for some direction in our lives. And that morning we were praying, and on my way to work, I heard God tell me to quit. And I remember so plainly when he said, "Quit your job today." I said, "No." Like, no, you know, I can't quit my job. This is a good job. I've worked very hard for this position. And it was just, it really was kind of crazy to me that I was seeking God for direction. And then when he gives it to me, I automatically say no. But in the drive from my home to work, I made up in my mind and within that 45-minute drive that I was going to trust God, and that if I didn't trust him, then I couldn't believe him. And I believe God with all my heart and with all my soul, and I know that God is a God that releases word, that releases provision, that releases everything that we would ever need to accomplish his will on earth. So I went in that day, I gave in my resignation, and it's just really been up since then.
Wow. I told y'all, hot show. I'm really believing, like, it's really funny that you would say that, because I think a lot of our listeners are in the same position where you are or where you were, is, you know, God, I want to do this. I want to do more. I got to do more. I just feel that pulling and that tugging. And I know you called me for something greater, but it's just like right now I got bills and I got people, and, you know, they're depending on me to do this and they're depending on me to do that. And it's just like, how is it that you're going to take me from here to there? And it's like, he's like, you're asking me and you're asking me and you're asking me, and I'm telling you, and it's just like, you did, no, like, no, I just right. Can't do that. So if you're listening, listen to what she's saying. It's like right now in this season where we are, it's a faith walk. And it's hard because what we see is no way. But God is saying, okay, look, if you trust me, you ask me for it, you're trusting me for it, if you're going to believe me for it, you know, let me do me. Let me be who I said I was going to be. When you ask me, you believe me then. When you ask me, you have faith then. Now that I'm asking you to do your part, you know, it's a whole different, it's definitely a whole different ball game. And
right.
Just listen to you. You kind of have, explained who Ms. Jennifer Goodman is, but tell people who Jennifer Goodman is as the entrepreneur, the blogger, the woman, the writer. Give us some insight into Jennifer Goodman as a whole.
Sure. You know, I was talking to, actually I had a meeting over at the University of Chicago yesterday with the director, and just giving them updates of what's going on with me. And I mentioned to her that I had a blog and that I was writing, and, you know, this is fairly new. You know, my blog is about 3 months old, and we have 9,000 views internationally. It's just really something that I always felt that I could do. I love writing. I love speaking. speaking. But in the midst of this meeting with the director, she said, you know, Jennifer, I always saw you do that. You're an inspiration. We always invite you to conferences. I've been panelist at the University of Chicago several times just to speak. And I've never put God on a back burner. And I always find that that's something that I do get declines and invitations and stuff like that because I don't waver on my foundation because it is a solid rock that I stand on, and I can't deny the power and the grace and the love of Jesus Christ in my life. But it just really was a transition for me to get to this point. A lot of the things that I say on my blog, a lot of the things that I tweet and I talk to about, I don't feel that I could have actually done this maybe 4 years ago or 3 years ago, because now I'm so fired up and God has really given me a desire. You know, God says in his word that he'll give you the desires of your heart. I don't feel that that's something that's material or family-wise or husband-wise. I feel that God will actually place inside your spirit his desires. And 5 years ago, I don't think that I would necessarily have cared about the state of women. I was a broken person. I was a hurt person. I was a promiscuous person. I was maybe a person that did things that were definitely not pleasing in God's sight. So I had to really make a transition all the way into really giving myself to God, learning who God was in order to become myself, in order to really feel comfortable with telling a woman that, you know, what God says about fornication, what God says about holiness. I don't think that I would have had the gumption to do it maybe 4 or 5 years ago because I wasn't comfortable and settled in myself as a woman. But, you know, God takes us through processes as he did with Moses and David and Abraham. God is a patient God, and he allows us to stumble and fall so that we can see that he'll pick us up, that he'll renew us, that he'll refresh us in our spirit. And we have to have those trials in order to be the person that can stand up and testify and give a word and heal someone and pray for someone. So me, myself, if I could say anything about myself, I'm just a woman that wants to seek God, that wants to please God, that wants to be an instrument or a tool of the Lord, that I can help women. My desire is the restoration of women, that women can turn back away from the world and the riches of the world and the being deceived in the world and the men in the world, and that they can come back to the Father, and that they can understand that they can be restored, they can be holy, they can walk in righteousness, and they can be and have everything, every promise that the Lord has put out in his word. And that's really who I am. That's really what I stand on, and that's really my goal in life, is to continue to just speak that word, trust God, and to uplift as many people as I possibly can.
Yeah, I'm telling y'all, this, I hope she helped me. She helping me, and I ain't even met her. So I hope you guys are listening. We're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to definitely ask her a little bit more questions. We definitely want to know about her upbringing and what keeps her going each and every day. But you can actually find her. You're on Twitter, correct?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at Holy Armor. And I have the blog, which is www.ourkingdomheritage.com. So you can check me out either places. I'm on Facebook, Kingdom Heritage. So got a couple of avenues where you can get in contact with me.
Okay. So while we're on this break, y'all, go on and get on Twitter. I know majority of y'all have a Twitter page. Get on Twitter and go and follow her. I follow her. Actually, Soul Talk actually follows her as well. So go on and follow her. She's at Our Holy Armor, correct?
Yes.
Okay. She's at Our Holy Armor. Go on and follow her. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. So we're going to jump into this track. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Every day, I got my eyes on you, watching your every move. Oh, why do you think that time is true? While you were listening to your groove, my grace is over you. Plain and simple,
I love you.
Go.
your move under pressure is the measure of what you say that you believe.
Ain't it crazy?
Yeah, it's crazy. Could be nothing, but then maybe,
maybe
a little something could be that one thing that might cost you everything.
Oh,
what makes you think that you, you are above the fall? Remember time and chance, it happened to us all.
We have Jennifer Goodman with Kingdom Heritage in the studio with us today. Y'all, if you missed the first segment, all I can tell you is you're going to have to wait until we post it on Facebook. She is giving some great knowledge, and it's just in just two questions, she's pretty much told us what Kingdom Heritage is and who she is. I'm actually getting ready to bring her back on in just one moment, but I wanted to remind you guys, you can always find us. We are on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. You can also find us on Twitter. We're under BRAW_radio. That's BRAW_radio. And of course, if you ever want to send us an email, we are at BRAW_radio@yahoo.com. Now, once we post this today, you guys can actually go to blogtalkradio.com/legacy-lever, and you can always go to our archive section just to find out what and who we have had on our show since we started the show. But we're going to bring Miss Jennifer back on, and we want to actually know what keeps her or makes her do what she does. Miss Jennifer, are you still with us?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Sorry.
Okay, good. Probably something with the connection. But, yeah, we wanted to know, and you've already answered our first two questions, but really, how did your upbringing play a factor in the creation of Kingdom Heritage?
Well, actually, my upbringing, I had a very rocky upbringing. I had a lot of issues, as most people do in the era of the 70s and the 80s and the 90s coming up. You know, I came from a two-parent home, and I thank God every day for my family. But we did struggle. We struggled as a family coming up. We had a lot of different issues, but God was faithful to that which concerned us. And I just, my motivation and the things that inspire me is my father. My father was the first person to ever introduce me to God, and not any, you know, this, you're a child, this is like play sort of thing. God, my father really instilled a lot of wisdom in me about the word and the truth of God at a very, very young age, and actually before he was even saved. He didn't really get saved until later on into his life, but during those times he knew who God was, and he always really shined a lot of light on my brother and I about God. And my mother, you know, she's from Haiti, and she traveled the world, and she kind of came to the United States and met my father and got married. But my mother really held our family down financially and just kept everything intact as far as what we needed as for school and all those sorts of things. And my mother just recently got saved about 4 years ago, so she inspires me so much just to see her transformation and her willingness to accept God, you know, coming from a background where mostly Catholic influence. It's hard, you know, for someone that gets converted in a later stage in life to Christ and have that strong relationship. But she really inspires me. My brother inspires me. My grandmother inspires me because she speaks so much into my life. She speaks so much prophetic word into my life. So everything that I do is for my family. Everything that I do is to just show them who God is, show them what faith can do, and show them what God can do in your life if you trust him.
Right. And I mean, I think that is definitely awesome because, you know, a lot of people do have rocky upbringings when they do come up, and a lot of families don't make it. So it's good, you know, that God has actually brought you up from where you are and is still using your family as an impact and as inspiration to definitely keep you going and keep you motivated and keep you wanting to do exactly what it is that you do. And which actually leads me into wanting to ask, you know, what is it that definitely keeps you doing what you're doing each and every day? I know, you know, running a business is not easy. Some days you're like, God, did I really sign up for this? Is this really what you had called me to do? I know sometimes you're just like, God, I want to give up. I'm tired. So, but what is it that really keeps you motivated or keeps you grounded in doing what it is that you really do each and every day?
Well, I think that my motivation with actually being in contact with so many people and getting a lot of positive feedback from people, a lot of people that are emailing me and DMing me, and of course with the blog exposure, getting a lot of international messages from people. But I just found that, and I just made a decision in my mind that I was not going to be fueled or would I be motivated by people, because I believe that people are fickle and they love you today and they might dislike you tomorrow and then hate you the next day. So I really don't draw a lot of motivation off of the people that are in my life or the people that are actually wanting to be in contact or in connection with Kingdom Heritage. I thank God for them. I pray for them. I want them to see restoration, but I can't have my motivation be people. I feel that I'm mostly motivated day by day is just by God. You know, God said that he'll be so close to us, he'll be in our mouth. And sometimes when I watch my own YouTube videos, I read my own blogs, and it's really funny how God uses us, and then we can kind of sit back and behold the glory of the Lord, because I'm almost shocked by some of the things that I'm able to do and some of the things that I've said and some of the prayers that I've given to people, because I didn't think that I was capable, and I didn't feel that I was the type of person that would care enough about someone else's life or someone else's lifestyle. But I'm just in amazed at God of how he wakes me up in the morning and inspires me to write and gives me scripture to tie everything together and gives me the words to say. I can hear him so clearly in my heart and in my spirit, and just to hear him through me is really my ultimate inspiration for everything that I do. I just want to see him. I want to get up in the morning and have a meeting or write a blog or do a video and see God, not really see myself, but just see, wow, look at what God is doing through me. It's amazing. So that's my inspiration.
And I'm glad that you put it that way, because it's
as much as it's out there, you know, a lot of people are out for self. It's like, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do this. But as much as you want to see God, it is important that we also make sure that people can see the God in us. Because yeah. I think people get so drawn with the fame and the glitz and the glitter, but at the end of the day, it's like you don't have an idea what it is that I had to give up or what I had to go through. You just want to be connected because of what you see. But your connection means that you have to do something. You have to do something to stay there. And, you know, when I started following you, I had no idea what I was getting myself into. It wasn't a bad thing, but, you know, you never know who you're actually following sometimes. The bio says one thing, and the people get to tweeting, and you're like, your bio doesn't even match anything that you're tweeting. So it's good. I have watched some of your YouTube videos. I actually watched, I think, your latest one, and I think you kind of got a it wasn't a bad report, but you did get, I think, your first bad response. And I was reading it on Facebook, and it kind of made me laugh because, you know, we as Christians, we sometimes want to take the good and not take the bad, or we want to address some issues and not address everything. We're kind of side, you know, if that makes sense. We want one part, but we don't want to address the other. And I think in the latest blog, you actually touched on some things that just was like kind of struck a chord with some people, even in just in the title of your blog. And I think it kind of struck a chord with some people. And it was just like, well, you know, how do you say that, or how do you call yourself that, or why would you blog something like that? And I did want to ask you, what inspired you to actually write that?
Well, I did take a poll because I am a very, you know, I give respect to who respect is due, and I feel that anyone that follows me or subscribes to my channel, they deserve my extension of just finding out whether or not something makes them comfortable or uncomfortable. And I'm not the type of person that kind of changes their mind back and forth. I'm not a double-minded person at all. There's no power in being double-minded. But I did want to extend the courtesy, and I got a lot of tweets of, you know, people that saying, no, you shouldn't use the word, it's vulgar. A lot of people saying, I want to know what you're talking about, you know. So I got a mixed view, and I just stood my ground on what I wanted to say. I knew that I wasn't trying to be vulgar. I knew I wasn't trying to insult anyone. But I did, like I said, wanted to invoke a response. I wanted an emotion. I wanted you to see that title, and I wanted you to feel something. I didn't care what it was that you felt. I wanted you to come into the article with electricity, a feeling of something. And then I wanted you to read the words and receive it into your spirit. And I've gotten much more positive reviews, even reviews of women who have said that they are the woman that I was talking about. They are the woman in the church that judges women in the world and belittles women in the world and further pushes rejection on women in the world, and that they were healed by that blog. So I can't, you know, waver on the things that I say or feel like who's going to like this, who's not going to like that. I just have to stay true to myself. And the reason why I wrote the blog is because I'm just tired. You know, I'm tired of these girls that are just perishing from a lack of knowledge of who they are in relationship to who God created them to be. And I just wanted to put it out there, and I wanted to get a response, and I wanted people to think. I wanted to shed light on the issue, and I wanted those that are in authority, the body of Christ, those of us that have the ability to declare and decree things, to come together collectively and agree that our women and our young girls will be restored in Jesus' name. And I felt that that was much more important than the title of that blog.
I agree. I can't really express what I feel. Like, I saw it, and I was like, oh, okay, you know, that's a blog. And then I did see that you had sent it to me, or you had copied me in. And, I read it, and I don't think I was upset or anything like that. I definitely understood where you were coming from, and I definitely the heart behind it, especially when it comes to the title. I think the heart behind it was revealed. It just depends. I think it just really depended on the person that were reading it at that time and what type of mind frame they came, you know, that they were in when they started to read it or when they watched the blog. on your YouTube video. And I think we also need to remember that, you know, sometimes you may want to take a different look at it, you know, because if anybody that follows you knows that the heart and the intention is never to be demeaning or, you know, vulgar. But at the end of the day, it's reality. We as women do address ourselves as that. We want to be the baddest this and the baddest that. You get what I'm saying? And then when somebody from the pulpit or from a Christian standpoint addresses it, it's like, oh, my gosh, you shouldn't say that because, you know, you represent Christ.
Right.
I think we need to learn how to take both sides of it, because there are some that are following Christ that still refers to themselves as that. You know, and it's just like, and it would be interesting to see how it would be received if someone actually said, yeah, I'm a Christian, but I still refer myself to that. I don't know how I would take it personally, you know, but
it's I've had that happen with someone on Twitter, someone that added me in with another young woman on Twitter, and they said, you know, follow each other. You guys say, you know, basically the same thing, and, you know, I think that you should collaborate or something. And I said, okay, and I just followed her because I was busy at the time. I didn't get a chance to read her tweets or her bio or anything like that. And then in the midst, later on at night, I saw that she tweeted something, and it was so inappropriate. Like, I feel like there has to be a line that's drawn. Even though I named that blog, that title, I don't refer to that word throughout the blog. I don't consistently add other inappropriate words in with the blog because I want the word to shine. So it has to be a balance. The Word of God says that we have to be in the world but not of the world. We have to have one foot in the world because we have to know what's going on. If you separate, and I believe, and I see it on Twitter all the time, and I actually commented on that, I'm not a fan of the separation between the pulpit and the congregation. And I believe that is a really subtle device that the enemy is using to kind of uplift and glorify these preachers and evangelists so high that they don't have any connection with the people that they're trying to serve. And that's to their detriment. That's not to the congregation's detriment, because after a while, they'll start hearing what the preacher is saying, and it'll become foreign to them, and they'll reject it. So we have to always put ourselves in a position to contact the people that are in the world, to be in the world only enough to see what's going on, to see what the devil was doing, and then to come against it. We can't have that sort of separation. We have to be in contact with these people at all times, because we need to help them, we need to reach out to them, and we need to speak the word and shine light on people that are in darkness.
Right. I mean, I totally agree. Let me ask this question. When you created Kingdom Heritage, did you ever think that it would grow as fast? And, you know, with it, it's not popularity, but you did grow at a fast rate, because even when I started following you, you had a certain amount of followers, and now your followers have increased, especially on Facebook as well. Your friends have definitely increased. Did you think that you would grow as fast? And what was your greatest accomplishment, or what has been your greatest accomplishment with Kingdom Heritage?
Did I think that I would grow as fast? You know, I wasn't very familiar with blogging. I was familiar with YouTube. And now that I'm on YouTube and I'm kind of networking a little bit, I see that that's kind of slow and steady. But the blogging, I had no point of reference with that. So when I would try to network with people and figure out what were good stats, I couldn't really get a good response. So I just had to take, you know, what I was getting, and I would look and see that I was having, you know, people from Hong Kong. I remember one day, I don't know how someone in Hong Kong got my blog, but it was, my stats were like 50. The next 10 minutes, it was 150. Like, it just kept growing and growing, and I was like, I couldn't believe it. And then I started noticing that on my traffic report that people in Russia, there was someone in Russia that took my blog and put it in Russian on their site. I get people from Canada,
wow,
and people in Ghana, somebody from Ghana asked me if they can put my blog on their site. Someone in India, he was actually the first person to come to me and ask if he could put his blog on my blog and I could put my address on his blog. So I really started noticing initially that it was international. And then I started noticing the numbers. When I started getting into the thousands and I started noticing that I would wake up in the morning and check my emails, as most of us do as a ritual, and that I would have like 100 follows from Twitter. And I was like, what? You know, I couldn't believe it. But what I do is what I notice on Twitter is that people play a game with God or they play a game with Christianity. And what they do is they put out as many tweets that will be retweetable as possible, not really touching on any specific issue, but just saying something that sounds good. Well, people in the world do that too. There's strippers that follow me that do the same thing. They retweet as many disgusting things as they possibly can so they can get as many retweets. And then the value of what you're saying, evangelist or preacher, is being diminished because you're just trying to get as many followers as you can. I don't speak as a rule of thumb, or tweet unless I have something to say. If God is leading me to say something, like yesterday I did a trend of don't waste your time because I had a conversation with a woman who was in a relationship with a man and she was wasting her time and I could see it. So I did a thing and I got tons of retweets, not because I wanted to get retweets or I wanted to get 100 followers off of that, but just because I wanted someone to understand, don't waste your time on someone that's not interested, or don't waste your time on someone that's in the world that's unequally yoked and then miss who God has for you. So I think that's really the reason why things are growing probably more rapidly for me than other people, is because I don't take God's word or his wisdom or his understanding for granted. And my heart is not to get more friends or more followers or anything like that. My heart is to give someone something that's going to change them, that's going to make them enlighten them on their situation and hopefully bring about a change in their circumstances. And I think that that's what the increase is coming from. And then I think, what was your question about, what was your second question?
No, I just wanted to see what has been your greatest accomplishment since starting or creating Kingdom Heritage?
My greatest accomplishment, and this is the fuel, because even though I'm doing the consulting, I kind of stumbled into the consulting, and it's something that I love to do. I love to tell ministries about kingdom principles, and I love to incorporate branding and advertisement and all this sort of thing. I love the business aspect, so I kind of stumbled into that. But initially, Kingdom Heritage is a school, and I will never leave that pursuit of that dream. It's halted momentarily, but it's something that I always will go back to, because my greatest accomplishment is one particular child that was enrolled in my school, a very risky child to take at the time, much older than the demographic that I was taking at that time, but I couldn't turn him or his family away. And, you know, a normal child brought up in a Christian home, having these really bad issues in school, bad behavior issues, and, you know, having parents not knowing where to turn, not knowing what to do, has even tried Christian academies or Christian schools and not really getting a real result in their child. And just where do you do? Where do you turn at that point? And that family represents millions of families that have their children in school systems, and this child that came into my school did not know how to read, third grade, did not know how to read, had really bad behavior problems, had a bad problem with rage, and just to see the transformation in him in the short time that I had him, because I was preparing him to go, you know, I was working with the alternative site and then the school to get him back into the school. That was the objective. So just seeing him grow and mature and seeing him speak the word and seeing him, you know, we came in and we prayed every morning, seeing him take dominion over his own actions with the word of God, that was my greatest accomplishment. And although I got a lot of backlash, I got a lot of naysayers for taking his child, but that is my greatest accomplishment, to know that he's in school. I had his teacher call me because he ended up going back to the same school and said, this boy is not the same boy. And I had to give the glory to God, and it let me know that it's possible. See, we want to take God out of everything. We want to take him out of the school, but God is the foundation for a reason. And once we take God out, we deal with darkness. We deal with all sorts of issues that God can't heal or shed light on because we have replaced him or taken him out. So that's my fuel to keep going with Kingdom Heritage, to keep building so that I can return and really build my school and really build a foundation for other schools, because I want other schools to incorporate this disciplinary plan that I have had and developed through these through this child and through other children that I ended up getting, so that they can see a difference, because deliverance is the children's bread, and these children need to be delivered. They're dealing with a whole host of issues that we couldn't even comprehend at our age. They have so many things coming against them in the world, and we need to take authority. We need to stand up. We need to pour funding into schools that are really have their foundation on the word of God.
Hey, you know what? This show, I promise you, Soul Talk will never be the same. Ms. Jennifer, hold on with us. Don't go nowhere. We're going to take a quick little break. Of course, you guys, please remember, when we come back at 7:15, we're going to get into the Soul Track of the Week. And we actually had two. We had a couple of people submit some stuff, but two actually stood out. And so I'm going to go on and play two. One is actually from my hometown, California. Woo woo. And then we have somebody else. You might know them, Jennifer. They're on Twitter. Christlike is a rapper. He actually made Soul Track of the Week this week as well. We actually have him, and we're gonna actually play his stuff in about 15 minutes. So, Ms. Jennifer, it's been a pleasure already. Don't go anywhere. We're definitely going to come back and talk back with you. It is Denise Renee on Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
A total eclipse has just begun. We blacked out the sun. Can't believe this is what we've come to. So you think that you're a star, but the real star has some scars on his hands and feet where the nails went through. God is headlined.
Let you down. You know they hurt your pride.
It's your girl, Denise Renee. We are back. We've been talking to Jennifer Goodman of Kingdom Heritage. You guys, you have missed it if you are just now tuning in, but we appreciate you turning in. We definitely do. We're going to actually get back with her in just one moment. But, of course, you know, it's almost that close to that time. It's almost 7:15. And, of course, we have the soul track of the week. Now, before we left or went to break, I definitely let you know that we normally only have one. But this week we have two. Also at 7:15, they will open something called the prayer closet. If you have any prayer requests that you would like for us to pray about, we definitely take those seriously. So please DM us on Twitter, or please just send us a message on Facebook. We will make sure that we get to them. We do not pray for them, or we don't announce them on the radio, only because sometimes a lot of people will let us know what we should be praying for, and it's kind of confidential or private. So once again, the prayer closet is open. Please, if you don't have a Facebook and you don't have a Twitter, email us, braw_radio@yahoo.com. We'll make sure that we get you on the prayer list, and we will definitely be praying for you. Now, 7:15, once again, it is the soul track of the week. And actually, we're going to actually start off with, his name is Christlike, and you can actually find him on Twitter. He's also on Facebook, but you spell it KRYSTLYKE. Is his name. He is a Christian rapper, and he had a song that he submitted called Crazy Praise. So, y'all, don't go anywhere. Check it out. Right after that, we're going to have Tracy Crew. She is from California, and her song is called Happy. Y'all check it out and let us know what you think on Soul Talk Kingdom Radio.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen.
Crazy praise. We are back on Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. What you just heard was the Soul Tracks of the Week. We had Christlike, He Submitted Crazy Praise, and we had that beautiful song by Tracy Crews called Happy. I really like that song. And we actually also have the beautiful Miss Jennifer Goodman on the line from Kingdom Heritage. Jennifer, you still with us?
Yes, yes. I love those songs that you just played. They're beautiful, beautiful.
I like it. I like it. She submitted it last week, and I was like, you know what? I had a hard, hard decision to make, but I like that song. That song does make you happy. I do like that song. So once again, if you guys want to submit your tracks to have it featured on the Soul Track of the Week, please email it in MP3 format, and we'll make sure we're listening to it. And we're, if you make it, we'll Facebook you, and we'll tweet you and let you know. And that's what we did with Tracy and with Christlike. But anyway, this is about Jennifer Goodman and, of course, Kingdom Heritage. So we're going to go back and roll into another question because I want to get as much as we can out of her before our 35 minutes are up. I know that was fast 2 hours, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, it went by really, really, really fast. But Jennifer, mm-hmm. go on and tell everybody what to expect. What to expect from Kingdom Heritage in the future? And you guys, you are growing at a rapid pace at this point. And so I'm excited to see where you guys would be in the future. But what can we expect from Kingdom Heritage in the future?
Well, you know, I believe very, very heavily in expectation. I believe that we receive word by faith, and then we should be in expectation for God to do or to perform whatever word he's given us. So I really believe heavily in expectation. However, I received the word before I started my business, maybe about a year ago from my pastor, Apostle John Eckhart, and he said that God said that he was taking me into orbit and that he was going to launch me into that place that he had ordained for me. And, you know, when you think about expectation or you think about that word that I received being orbit, our minds and our thoughts, which are not God's thoughts or his ways, we would think, you know, wealth and riches and popularity and all that sort of stuff. But when God says he's going to take you into orbit and he created the orbit, what does that mean? So my expectation for God and for my business and for Kingdom Heritage is to continue to move forward, continue to be in the will of God, continue to expect that exceedingly abundantly above what we can ask or even think. And I have great thoughts. I have great supplications and requests for God just to grow, just to reach many people, to bless many people, to fund the kingdom. That's my ultimate goal, to actually be in a position to release funds over ministries and over businesses in Jesus' name, and just to grow and to allow God's light to shine on business, on the kingdom, on earth, and to shine on people that are trusting him enough and deserve to be blessed because they're stepping out in this economy to start their businesses and to trust God. So that's my expectation for Kingdom Heritage to grow, for us to be in the will of God.
Okay, and with you actually growing, I know there are a lot of people that want to attach themselves with you or, you know, just want to work with you, but there may be some people that you may want to work with. Are there any influential people or companies that you would love to work with or partner with in the future or even now?
You know, right now, this is, it's funny that you say that because that's what we're doing now. That is the goal for this month, to really branch out and do some networking with other major companies in Chicago. And we're going to do some things with the Women's Business Development Center, of course, the University of Chicago Institute of Entrepreneurship. And just goals that I would have is for any major corporation that's interested in developing kingdom principles in their business, having kingdom foundation in their business and incorporated in their branding and advertising, to contact me. Of course, we would want to have those sort of relationships. But just getting in Chicago, solidifying ourselves in Chicago since we have been started here, and actually doing some community service with Rhema Word, one of the ministries that we're involved with for children and teenagers after school programs. So having relationship with schools and school districts and things like that nature. I don't have any like wish lists or anything like McDonald's or anything like that, but I'm always open for anyone that's interested in Kingdom Heritage and what we can provide.
Gotcha. So if you're listening and, you know, you definitely want to partner with her in the future and or even now, and you have to be serious about what you really want to do, once again, you can always find her on Facebook. You can find her on Twitter. You can find her through her blog, and I'll actually let her, right before we end the show, I'll definitely let her give out her information. And once we post this on Facebook and, you know, post this on Twitter, of course, and people start to listen to it, Jennifer, just be prepared because some people are definitely going to reach out and they're going to listen to it again just to get your information. But it has been just awesome just to be able to network with you. Like, I have been, people we have never met. We have never, ever, ever met in person. But we've always, you know, we network on Twitter. We network, and I read her posts and her blog. So it's been an honor to just even be able to just do the show today with somebody that you've never even met. But it's interesting how God would move, and just it was just for me. I was like, hey, I wonder if she would do the show. I sent her the invite, and you said yes. So it's awesome. Now, with you building Kingdom Heritage, I know you had your greatest accomplishment, but what has been your greatest struggle?
My greatest struggle is actually being obedient. And that's a struggle that I had with myself, because God only blesses us through obedience. He doesn't operate any other way, because he is a God that deserves his children to be obedient to him. And he isn't a God that has a list of demands and all these commandments on us to hurt us. It's only to empower us. And that's the only way we can access God's promises, is through faith and then obedience. So I've really had to check myself and get myself in alignment with being obedient. And even in the little things, God says if you're faithful over the little things, he'll make you ruler over many. But we have issues in our lives where we don't want to be faithful over the little things. We don't want to go to work on time or early, or we don't want to, you know, do what God has called us to do, speak to someone because we have an attitude with them and we haven't forgiven them. So that was my biggest struggle, is just being obedient to God when he was telling me to smile at women. That was something that God had told me maybe about 2 years ago, just in developing my desire for women and desire for the restoration of women. Smile at women. He would say that all the time, smile at her. And I would say, no, I don't know her, or, you know, I don't like her. The case may be, whatever attitudes we are predisposed to having against women. And just in that one simple gesture, out of being obedient to that, God has opened up so many doors with me, with women, where women say they watch my videos and they feel that I'm sitting right there with them. They can feel God when I speak. And I know that comes from love. Well, I would never have grown in love if I didn't allow myself to open up to women and to love on them. So it's really obedience in the little things that God, if someone listening to me right now, God is asking you to do something. He wants you to be obedient to the things that he's calling you to do. And you want these manifestations and you want to birth your dreams. You have to be faithful in the little things, people of God. If I can leave you with anything, it says be obedient to the voice of God, trust God, and be obedient and faithful in the little things. He will truly and without a doubt make you ruler over many.
Wow. So so with Kingdom Heritage, a part of it is really a women's healing type fellowship type bonding, so to speak. And so your heart really is the women, correct?
Yes, it is, and it's funny that you say that, because it's really, I just go with God. You know, you start, it's funny because someone will say, well, what are you doing this week? Well, you know, we're dealing with women this week. What are you doing this week? Well, we're going to do a platform on branding your products and services to different genres of people or whatever. So whatever God leads me to do, that's what I do. It just so happens that I actually love what God is calling me to do. I love children. I love business. I love entrepreneurship. I love women. So I'm just kind of really going with it. And there's no plateau with God. God is, like I said earlier, he's that exceeding abundant God. We can't even fathom what God would lead us into if we'll be obedient and trust him. So, yeah, that is something that's coming about within the last 2 or 3 months ago, where I was getting in the position to actually write and speak on the issue with restoration of women.
Wow.
Well, we're almost at the end of the show, and I do want to give you an opportunity just to, you know, maybe speak and open your heart and whatever's on your heart, whatever's on your mind, whatever God may have just dropped in your spirit that you may want to just leave with the callers and the listeners tonight, because what's going to happen is that people are going to listen. They're going to be like, what did she say? But there might be that one thing that you really want to deposit, or that it may be that one thing that somebody listens to or hears that impacts their lives forever. So I'm going to go on and let you, you know, go on and run with it. You have about, you know, 10, 15 minutes if you want to go that long. You don't have to. But you can go on and just express your heart what it is that God is telling you. And, I mean, just leave us the last words of wisdom before we actually end the show.
Okay. Amen. God, I just want to also thank you so much for allowing me this platform and allowing me this opportunity to speak with this wonderful woman of God. And Lord, please send provision, Father God, from your rich treasury in the heavens to bless the working of her hands, Father God. Increase her territory in Jesus' name. Let her broadcast reach the nations in the name of Jesus. God, continue to strengthen her in her spirit, in her body, and in her mind, that she can continue to walk this walk of faith with you, God, in Jesus' name. We love this radio station. We want it to increase. We want the audience to increase. We want the participants to increase in Jesus' name. Send provision, God. That's your word. She is faithful, God, and we know that you're going to make her a ruler in Jesus' name. I just want to pray, have that prayer for you first and foremost, and also thank you, woman of God, for allowing me this platform to speak to you and to speak to your audience. I really, truly appreciate it. I'm very humbled by it. So I wanted to talk about, and this is something that we do in Kingdom Heritage, and we also really incorporate the Word of God in our practical business practices. And I want you, if you have the time, to go to Matthew 17 and 27. And this story is very familiar. This is about Peter and Jesus, when Peter was right in the middle of his ministry, and he was right with Jesus. He was going forward with him, and he got a calling from a tax person that wanted to get money from Peter in order to fulfill his obligations to his taxes. And this is what happens to us, people of God. We are walking with God. We're trusting God. We're walking in our destiny. And right in that point, the world wants to come in and lay hold to us and try to bind us in some sort of way. And I speak to anyone that's listening to me right now, that you feel that God is calling you to do something. You feel that God is calling you to birth your vision or your business, and you feel creditors and debt, and you feel student loans, and you feel the children's tuition, all these sort of burdens that the world is trying to put on you. Cast them on Jesus. Cast them on the Lord, and know that he shall supply your every need according to his riches and glory. Know that God is going to supply your needs for everything that you need to do his will, and enough for you to bless another individual. In this particular scripture, Jesus gave Peter instruction, and that's what we should always seek God in. What is the instruction for provision? Jesus told Peter to go to the sea, cast a hook, take up a fish, the first fish that comes out, and within that fish, if you open his mouth, you will find a piece of money. Take that money and give it to the tax collector for me and for thee. And that's a wonderful, wonderful foundation that God is laying out for us to let us know that, number one, he's going to give us instruction on where our provision is. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. Your provision is out there. God needs to shine light on that provision that you have so that you can go and take it by force and claim it to be yours in Jesus' name. He told Peter to go and cast a hook into the ocean and get a fish. Well, Peter was a fisherman. God is going to give you instruction on something that you know how to do, something that you already are very proficient at. He's not going to tell you to go to space and do something that you have no idea to do. He's going to tell you to bake a few cakes and go sell them on the bus. He's going to tell you to start a sandwich shop. He's going to tell you to start writing your poetry down. He's going to give you instruction on something that you already know how to do. And then when you get that instruction, Peter was told by Jesus to go and fish and get this fish and then take the coin out of his mouth. Well, my question to Peter and my question to you is how long do you think that fish would have been there? How long do you think that fish with the coin in his mouth would have sat around waiting on Peter to come get it? How many of you are out there that God has told you where the provision is, but you won't have the faith enough to go and get it? You won't have the diligence enough. You won't have the gumption to go and get your provision. And I speak to that issue. I speak to that fear. I speak to anything that's binding you in the name of Jesus to just halt yourself. I curse it at the root that you can go and have courage and go get your provision. Go get that gold coin that's in that fish mouth in Jesus' name. I just want to leave you with that nugget. I want you to meditate on Matthew 17 and 27 and let that word really resonate in your heart to know that God is going to supply your needs. And he told Peter to go get that goldfish to the tax collector for him, for Jesus, and for Peter. God is going to give you a provision that's not only going to be enough for you and to set you free from debt, but it's also going to be enough for you to bless someone else. So don't be in a position to hold and hoard the things that God has given you and not release it and bless someone else. You have to give. Give is a powerful, powerful tool in the kingdom of God. We have to give to receive. So I want to leave that word with you. I want to bless you. I want to thank you for listening to this broadcast. I want you to come and see me at Kingdom Heritage. Also, if you feel led to sow a seed, you can do so easily at the Support Us page on my blog. It's www.rourkingdomheritage.com. Also, you can check me out on YouTube, which is youtube.com/channel Renee Noir, which is my channel. You can also do a search in YouTube for Kingdom Heritage and pull up a few of my videos. I really feel that you will be blessed by that. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter. My name is R-O-U-R Holy Armor, A-R-M-O-U-R. Follow me. Send me a tweet about today's show. Let me know that you're going to go get that provision. Let me know that you're going to trust God. Let me know that you enjoy what I had to say and what we had to say collectively about you stepping out and trusting God. And I just thank you so much. I thank you for your prayers for me. Please continue to pray for me. Please continue to lift me up before God that I can continue to walk this walk that he has called me to do. That he has called for me, and I just want to leave this show letting you know to trust God. He'll never let you down. He'll never leave you, and he'll never forsake you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, she has summed up the show. We can go on and open the doors of the church. Open the doors of the church. I'm just kidding. You know what? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Just in that bit, you have blessed me because I am going through a transition right now, and it's hard on me. And, you know, those that know me and that are listening already know where I sit and what my position is right now. And it's not easy. There are so many different avenues that I'm being pulled, and, you know, we are being pulled just in what we're doing here. Like, this radio show, it's by the grace of God that we have it. Somebody actually gave up their spot for us to have this, and we don't pay anything. We don't pay anything to do this broadcast. This broadcast, somebody actually came to us and was like, you know what, we were featured on her show, and 2 months later, we had this show. So, you know,
amen.
Things happen. Things happen. Yes. And now it's progressing where we're now having more influential people like you, Jennifer, that's on the show, because ministry is not easy. Ministry is not cheap. Ministry costs you something. You have to give up something. Like, I'm giving up a Friday. You know, there's a lot of things that we could be doing on Friday.
Right.
7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, you get what I'm saying? But just what you just said really helps me now put some more things in perspective, because now I've been carrying a lot, you know what I'm saying? And when you carry a lot, you feel run down, you're tired, you're cranky. It's like, I don't want to be bothered. But it's like, hey, I'm here. And we don't really release a lot to him like we should. And I'm guilty of that. This is a confession for me. I'm guilty of that. I carry a lot. So thank you. Thank you so much for your words. Thank you for even just agreeing to do the show. I did tweet and Facebook some of the things that you were saying that really spoke to me. So I really hope that our listeners are able to go on Twitter, go on Facebook, check out my page, Soul Talking the Radio. Some of the stuff that she stated is on there, is posted as well. Ms. Jennifer, thank you so much for liking our page. We do appreciate your support. And as we continue to grow, thank you so much for your prayers. We would definitely keep Kingdom Heritage in our prayers, and we're actually going to add you to the prayer list for the prayer closet tonight. So don't worry about it. We have you covered. We do have people that are actually praying on a consistent basis. So we would definitely keep you lifted up in prayer. We are 20 yeah. minutes from ending the show, and Jennifer just actually took us to church. Like, really, we're definitely going to have you back on the show for sure, for sure. So, you know, keep your email open, keep your Twitter open, because we're definitely going to be hitting you back. I really wish my sister was on the show tonight, but I know she'll listen to it later on. But once again, thank you so much for doing the show and agreeing to do the show. We have 20 minutes, so you can definitely, you know, stay on with this. You guys, it was Jennifer Goodman, Kingdom Heritage. She's out of Chicago, Illinois, and I hear it's snowing. You did text me earlier that it was snowing. How is it out there?
Ooh, we're getting about 8 inches of snow. It is really. But you know what? We've been blessed. We haven't had any snow as of yet. So it is really pouring down out there. But we'll be okay. We're from Chicago. We can handle it. A little snow. We can do it.
Girl, you can have it. I am not from Chicago. I am from California. When I got to Atlanta and it snowed the first time, I freaked out. So you can have it. I can't do it. I'm not a snow. We were snowed in last year for like 3 days, and I was itching and scratching to get outside. So I was like, no, hopefully we don't get that much snow, but we'll definitely be praying for you since the snow is about to be 8 inches.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of snow. You can have that. But was there anything else that you wanted to say before we actually end the show?
Like I said before, you can also always come to my blog, come visit me, send me a tweet, let me know how you felt about the show, let me know about how you feel about the word that I released today, and just also keep me in prayer. Also, I didn't mention my Facebook page, but you can also like my fan page, which is Kingdom Heritage, and I would love for you to do so. Leave me a message there. I'm actually more accessible on Facebook than Twitter because I can't access all the tweets that come through. But if you want to send me a message, if you want to talk to me, if you want to get further information about Kingdom Heritage, my Facebook page, the fan page, is the best way to contact me. And you could just do a search on Facebook for Kingdom Heritage and contact me there, like the page. I would love to hear from you.
All right. Well, there you go, you guys. It's Jennifer Goodman, Kingdom Heritage. Go on and hook up with her on Facebook, hook up with her on Twitter. We'll definitely be posting this broadcast within the next about 30 minutes, so if you miss any part of the show, please go to Soul Talk Kingdom Radio on Facebook. It will be posted there. Jennifer, I'll make sure I actually post that on your page as well, and you can go on and share it and email it and post it to any site that you would like, and you also can go to blogtalkradio.com/legacy-lever. Your this show will actually be the first one in the archive list. And it will be so for a full week. Once we have more people on there, of course, you go down farther down the list, but your stuff will stay up there for at least a couple years. So if you ever want to archive or go back to our archive and take a listen to this show, or you ever want a copy of the show, you can always go to Blog Talk Kingdom Radio blogtalkradio.com, and it will be there for you. We're going to go on and jump into another track. Jennifer, once again, thank you so much. Hang in there with us. Don't click off. I might bring you back on for like 2 or 3 minutes of the show. But once again, thank you so much for agreeing to do the show. I have learned a lot. Bless you in everything that you do. I'm definitely praying for you. We are definitely praying for you. And great things to come in the future for you.
Thank you. I receive that in Jesus' name.
Amen. Y'all, stay with us. We got about 15 minutes left in the show. We're going to rock it out. Here is, I'm feeling a little Dietrich Haddon-ish right about now. So we're going to put some Dietrich Haddon on. You guys stay with us here on Soul Talk Kingdom Radio.
Like where you are. miracles, giving sight to the blind. Can't you feel the glory? I feel it all on me. I'm gonna make the winning shot like Kobe.
Hands up in the air everywhere. Can't you feel his presence in the atmosphere?
And if you're not ashamed, if you're not a coward, stand up if you got that power.
If you got that holy power.
Girl, Denise Renee, Soul Talk, Kingdom Radio. We are at the end of our show. That 2 hours went by so fast. But I want to thank you for joining us. We had Jennifer Goodman from Kingdom Heritage on the line with us. She blessed us tremendously. You guys, please go hook up with her, Twitter, Facebook. If you miss anything, please check it out. We're going to definitely post this for you guys. Once again, this has been an awesome, awesome, awesome show. And we're going to actually end the show a little bit differently. I feel kind of pressed to do this. This has been a trying week for some of us. And we've said no to a lot of things. No, God, I can't do that. No, God, I can't do this. We've opened ourselves up to a lot of excuses, and we're not willing to put the 10% that we need, the 110% in everything that we do, and it's causing us to fall behind. And so Shekinah Glory has a song that says, "Say Yes." And while I do this, I'm going to go on and play it. But we're at a time where yes has to be our answer to God for everything. I mean, absolutely, positively, everything. He has given us everything that we need. There is nothing that he is keeping from us that we should be even telling him no about. If you ask him for it and you're believing him for it, give him a yes. I promise you, it will be the best answer you ever gave. Yes on your business. Yes that you're going to be obedient. Yes that you're going to be open to what it is that he's telling you. I'm telling you, yes is your best answer to him. We tell him no about everything. No, God, I can't do that. No, I can't go there, God. No, I'm not equipped enough. No, I don't have that word inside of me. But God is telling you yes. Yes, you can do it. More, if you're more than a conqueror, you can do it. If you believe in his word, I promise you, you can do it. I'm actually going to bring Jennifer back on the line because I'm really pressed that there is something that she really wants to say. And in just saying yes, because if you listen to her story, she had to tell God, yes, that I'm going to quit my job. Yes, God, I'm going to be obedient in what it is that you have called me to do. Yes, I'm going to impact your people. Yes, I am going to do this blog. Yes, I'm going to say those things that really make people feel uncomfortable. Because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, he wants a yes. Jennifer, is there anything that you want to say before we end the show?
Yes, I love that. I love what you just said. I'm a total what you just said. And I want to let you know, people of God, that God is a gentleman. He's not going to force his will on you. However, his will shall be done on heaven as it is on earth. And if you don't have the gumption, if you don't have the courage, if you don't have the faith enough in God and in yourself and in God enough to perform that work in you, God will move on because he is more concerned, he is more pressed about his people that are in darkness, his people that are perishing, the people, his children that need his word. He wants his will accomplished on earth. So don't let this opportunity pass you by. Don't let your dreams and the vision that you have for yourself pass you by because you're scared and you're in fear. Perfect love casts out fear. And what we're saying is love God perfectly. Allow God's perfect love to reign in your life so it can cast out all that fear. The enemy is coming at your mind and he's coming at your circumstances. But your circumstances doesn't stop who God is. It doesn't stop what God can do. God can send you provision in a blink of an eye if you trust him, if you're obedient to him. He will do it because he wants to prove. He said in Malachi, prove me in this. He wants to be tested. He wants to be proved because he hasn't lost a battle yet. He hasn't lost a test yet. Our God is faithful, and he is going to be faithful to that which concerneth you until the coming of Christ. He wants to birth that thing. I'm speaking to your spirit, people of God. I want you to be refreshed and renewed in the name of Jesus, that you can get that confidence, that boldness, that you can go to the throne of glory and ask God for what you need because he's there and he's willing. We serve a willing God that is there and able at all times to bless us with what we need to go forward. And I just ask that you say yes in Jesus' name, that you trust him in Jesus' name, and that you move forward and watch what God does. You'll be amazed by what God can do with your obedience and your yes. I encourage you and I pray for you that you will get the courage that you will be able to say yes today in Jesus' name.
You guys, I'm thoroughly convinced. I am thoroughly, thoroughly, thoroughly convinced that whatever God is telling you to do is the right thing to do. Fear will tell you no. Fear will definitely put you in a place where you are constantly telling God, no, I can't do that. I promise you. I promise. I'm living it now. With everything that I'm facing, with everything that God is asking me to do, he's saying, Denise, do it, do it, do it. Say this. Go here. Be there. Listen. And I'm like, some of that, I'm like, God, I can't. God, I can't. You got, if you go to our Facebook page at Soul Talk Kingdom Radio, look at our picture. We are getting ready to start a Go Hard, No Excuses campaign. And Jennifer, I want you to partner with us while we do this because in 2012, we're in an environment where God is aligning us back. And he's not only is he aligning us, he's setting things in order. And when he does that, he's requesting that we get obedience together as well. He can't do anything. Jennifer already said he only operates in obedience. But once we get obedient, we can't let nothing, I mean absolutely positively nothing, stop us. No excuses, no hardships, no finances, no people. Nothing. We have to go hard. God gives us 110%, 120% each and every day. When he wakes you up, he expects something. If we give him a yes, I promise you, he will make sure he lavishes everything. There is nothing that God wants to hold back from you. Everything that he gives you is good and it's perfect and it's right on time. Go hard. Every day, in your dreams, at your job, on your school, whatever assignment God has given you, go hard. No excuses in 2012. I promise you, it will give you an opportunity to experience God that you have never experienced before. I'm going through it. I'm pretty sure Jennifer is going through it. What we're telling you all is that his promises are true. He does not. I mean, he absolutely has no reason to lie. He can't lie. Everything that he promises is yea and amen. He has to align up with his word. His word is the only thing that we can live on. Give him a yes. Give him a yes in your relationships with him, in your obedience, who you come in contact with. If you have a goal, go achieve it. I promise you, no excuses. Go hard, 110% every day. When you go to our page, shortly, within the next maybe 2 or 3 days, we're going to have the campaign spread out. And it's simple. We're not tracking you.
you're going to be accountable to yourself. Every day that you get up, write down your goals. Before you go to bed, write down a to-do list. And get up, pray over it. And God, if there's anything on this list that does not align with you, fine. Let me do what it is that you have for me. And then give it your all. You all, it's Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. We got about 2 minutes left. Jennifer's been on the line with me. We ended the show kind of different. Really, really, really different this week. And I feel good about it because I think we're going to start doing it more. This radio show is to impact, it's fire, it's to encourage, it's to push you where you need to be. Fear will kill you. Procrastination will kill you in this season. 2012 is for dreams to manifest, visions come true, people to be doing what it is that God has called them to do. And if you put it off, it's like what Jennifer says, how long do you think that's going to be there for you? It's not going to be there long. God will move on. You all, check us out next week. We're not sure who we're going to have on the show, but I promise you it's going to be another hot show. Jennifer, once again, thank you, thank you, thank you. We will definitely be speaking again. You will definitely be back on the show, and we definitely want you to partner with us with the Go Hard, No Excuses campaign that we're going to put out within the next couple of weeks.
Yes, you have my yes. I love that, woman of God. I felt the spirit in that slogan, and it's really catchy and it's really needed. This is a year of government and alignment, and it's perfect for this year. I'm in total agreement with you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, guys. It's Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. We'll see you next week.
Hear my voice. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. I'm calling you higher, so much more. So let your heart and soul